Pray with me, please. Heavenly Father, may the words of my mouth and the meditations of all our hearts be acceptable in your sight, O Lord, our rock and our redeemer. Amen. You may be seated. Friends, the enemy will stop at nothing to divide us. The attacks of Satan are real, and they are unrelenting. Now, a couple of weeks ago, I preached to you about the value of your soul, asking the question, do you realize how valuable your soul is that both God and Satan are battling for it day and night? Well, we know the value of our soul because the sacrifice of Jesus Christ on the cross paid for it. That is the value. The shed blood of the Lord poured down on the hard wood of the cross to cleanse us from our selfishness, disobedience, from all death. Jesus came into the world, died for us to be reconciled to God and each other, and before he died, he told the disciples that they would receive the power of the Holy Spirit. And he then breathed on them the breath of life that is the Holy Spirit. And then the Spirit came upon many more the day of Pentecost. The presence of the Holy Spirit is the fulfillment of Jesus' promise that we would never be alone. That those who have faith will have the peace of God with them always. I've said many times, especially over this last year and a half, that the greatest work of the Holy Spirit is the unification of repentant believers. Therefore, if the Holy Spirit fulfills Jesus' promise of the presence of the peace of God always, then the Spirit is present with us every time we gather. Every time we gather, on Sunday morning, in Bible studies, in youth group, in mission trips, in oyster roasts, in annual meetings, any time we gather together in the name of Jesus Christ, the peace of God is with us. The Holy Spirit has done a great work, is doing a great work, and will continue to do a great work, and we praise the Lord for that great work. Each one of us know, we all know very well, that life is a journey. And sometimes the journey is easy. Most of the time, though, I think the journey is full of potholes and detours and flat tires and other unexpected delays. Sometimes the journey is filled with tragedy. Sometimes the potholes are of our own making. Sometimes the detours are the fault of someone else. Sometimes the things that set us back are the things that have been done to us in the past that have required years of help to even begin to feel restored. Recently, over the last nearly 2 years now, our congregation has been living into the calling of the Spirit together. To come together, to worship, to pray, to rebuild, to celebrate, and to be with each other in the name of the Lord. Recently, our congregation has been growing in numbers and in faith. Recently, we have seen how the Lord is working in mighty ways to redeem us, to increase our faithfulness by His faithfulness. Recently, we have purchased a piece of property on which to rebuild as a light to our community that will stand for generations. The Lord has been working mightily through us recently. Recently, many in our congregation have been suffering on many different fronts. Some suffering silently, quietly, and alone. some sharing the suffering with the body of Christ who loves them and can help them through suffering nonetheless. New and recurrent diagnoses of cancer. Other very major health issues. Relationships on the brink of collapse. Traumas that continually wound the body, mind, heart, and spirit. Recently, the attacks of the enemy have been brutal and relentless. Right here in our midst. We make no mistake about it that Satan knows the good work of kingdom building that is happening here. And he knows exactly where to attack. Recently, the journey has been rough for many of us. Spiritual attack is nothing new for God's people. Since original sin came into the world, people have been suffering. People have been tempted. People have been tricked by Satan. There's a series of psalms that the Jewish pilgrims would sing and pray together as they journeyed on their way to Jerusalem each year. They're called the Psalms of Ascent. The people in those days lived lives of pain and suffering, just like us. They lived lives of trying to worship God as best they can, like us. They experienced loss, heartache, pain, and tragedy, just like us. Sometimes of their own doing, sometimes of things that have been done to them. Psalms 120 through 134 reflect the gratitude to God for his holiness, for his righteousness, for comfort in pain, and for restoration. Just a few moments ago, we prayed together Psalm 122. It is one such psalm that expresses the desire of the people, of us, to have peace with God. Within our own hearts, within the congregation, within the places of worship, the same peace that was requested and prayed for by those pilgrims thousands of years ago is the same peace, the same presence of God that we not only desire, but today we have an absolute need in our lives. We have an absolute need for the peace of God. We need that peace here today, gathered together in worship. We need that peace in our lives as we venture out, as we continue the journey outside of these walls, at home, at school, at work. We need the goodness, the judgment, the security and the peace of God Almighty in our lives right now. And all of that has been promised to us through Jesus Christ. In Matthew, Jesus himself tells us that when two or three are gathered together in my name, there am I among you. We are many gathered in the name of Jesus in the greatest work of the Holy Spirit. To worship, to repent, to forgive, to be forgiven, and to receive the sustaining grace of God through the sacrament of Holy Communion. If this recent spiritual attack has been affecting you and has been exposing, perhaps, weakness, that's a good thing. It's a good thing. Because then it also exposes our absolute need for Jesus. Our absolute need to have that peace that he promised. the church, the gathering of people in the name of Jesus Christ, again, that greatest work of the Holy Spirit, is the only body of people on earth within whom God dwells. A theologian that I just started reading recently, Timothy Gombas, contends that he is not just among us in some general sense. God is not just dwelling amongst his people in some general sense. God is present in the church in power, radiating resurrection life by his Spirit. It is the power of the resurrection that dwells in us. God's life-giving presence that renews, redeems, nourishes, and sustains us. The very power that raised Jesus from the dead now fills and pervades churches that gather in the name of Jesus. The power and the victory over all unnatural things like cancer and divorce and exploitation is seen throughout Scripture. It is seen also in Ephesians chapter 2 that we read this morning as well. God's triumph is seen as he rescues his people out of the enslaving death in which they were held by Satan. God is transforming their lives from living in death through trespasses and sins to living in good works, which God prepared beforehand as the way of life. Living together, depending on one another in times of weakness and difficulty and suffering. By God's grace, we have been saved through faith in our Lord Jesus Christ, so that in times of attack, in pain and suffering, in loss and in isolation, we know that we are not alone. We are not alone because of the great promised gift of the Holy Spirit that works together to unite us. So I ask you now, if you know of a friend, a member of this body, a loved one who is suffering in any way, physically, spiritually, emotionally, quietly, please reach out. And I also ask you that if you are one of those who are suffering quietly right now, reach out to the body for love, for help, for encouragement in Jesus Christ. This is the great work of the Spirit. This is the way to defend against spiritual attack. And I suppose I should take my own advice in this. I'm asking for your prayers, for your help. Since August, I've been suffering from nonstop head pain. It has not gone away. Not 1 minute or hour has gone by without having head pain. It has actually manifested itself a couple of times in trips to the hospital with stroke-like symptoms. All the CT scans and MRIs and blood work say I'm perfectly healthy. But friends, I'm asking for your help and for your prayers. I'm asking you to do the same. In suffering, reach out to someone else. Reach out to this body, because this body gathered together in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ is the greatest work that the Holy Spirit will ever do. Let the body be the body. We know that the journey of life is long and treacherous. But we don't need to journey alone. Let us live into the life together as warranted by the Holy Spirit, through the grace of Jesus Christ and through the glory of the Almighty God. Satan and his attacks have been defeated ultimately, and they will be defeated again in our life together. We know the end of the story. So we live in repentant unity and love in the great promises of God in Scripture. After communion, there are prayer teams that are here for you. I invite you, encourage you, take use of those. Take advantage of receiving prayer, of asking for help, because we all need it. We do not suffer alone. We are a body united together in the forgiveness and grace of our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.
Peace, bring it all to peace. The storm surrounding me, let it break. At your name still, call the sea to still, the rage in me to still every wave. At your name, Jesus, Jesus, you make the darkness tremble. Jesus, Jesus, you silence fear. Jesus, Jesus, you make the darkness tremble. Jesus, Jesus, breathe, call these bones to live, call these lungs to sing once again. I will praise Jesus, Jesus. You make the darkness tremble. Jesus, Jesus. You silence fear. Jesus, Jesus. You make the darkness tremble. Jesus, Jesus. Your name is a light the shadows can't deny. Your name cannot be overcome. Your name is a light forever lifted high. Your name cannot be Jesus, Jesus, you make the darkness tremble. Jesus, Jesus, you silence fear. Jesus, Jesus, you make the darkness tremble. Jesus, Jesus.
Peace. You bring it all to peace, Lord.
Peace, bring it all to peace. The storm surrounding me, let it break. At your name,